from the Edinburgh Festivals. Fridays from 1:30 on BBC Radio Scotland.
Time now for Thought for the Day. And we're joined in the studio this morning by Alistair McIntosh. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary and Gillian. Today we remember VJ Day, victory over Japan in the Second World War, when Emperor Hirohito surrendered in the face of what he rightly described as the new and most cruel bomb. Amongst the many millions who perished in the war had been thousands of Allied prisoners who had denied the basic safeguards of the Hague Conventions. Such trauma carries down through time. My Uncle Peter was a man who strangely lacked confidence. If going out in the car, he'd take a long way round to avoid the hills. And my Auntie Anne said he couldn't eat fried food because his stomach had been damaged by starvation in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. Nuclear weapons brought the war to an end, but where do they leave our future? Even the military, often especially military commanders, know how such weapons weigh upon the soul. At the Kitsap Banga naval base outside Seattle, a blackened stone plinth stands in the garden of the Ground Zero Peace Centre. It used to carry a Buddha and the cross. One night, a couple of drunk Marines came in and burned them down. "What do you make of that?" I asked a yellow-robed monk of a Japanese Buddhist order. "I truly believe," he said, "the power of light can come from enduring the burning." War burns the world. The world burns on. Is there any power to bring it to an end? Salvador Dali's Christ of St. John of the Cross hangs in Glasgow's Kelvin Grove. Painted during his atomic period, it shows the cosmic Christ suspended over the world. As Dali saw it, the power that sustains the atom to its very nucleus. Today is VJ Day. I think of veterans like Uncle Peter, of Trident submariners I have known, and of peace protesters like the monk. I truly believe the power of light can come from enduring the burning.
Thank you very much. Alistair McIntosh with Thought for the Day. 25 past seven is the time.
Time for more sport, and Heather Dewar is here.
Yes, thanks, Gillian. Well, disappointment for Celtic, their champions.